B-Pod Studios.
3:45, and that means it's time for What's Brewing with Jen. It's brought to you by Dunkin'. It's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members pick your day. You can score a free medium hot coffee. One time per week. It's valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions do apply. Our own Jen Scordo has found three fascinating stories for us to bat around. Jen, what do we have today?
Starting with baseball cards today.
Baseball cards?
Yes. All right. In particular, a Honus Wagner card that was damaged, pretty highly damaged. There's a seam right down the middle, and there's a paper cut on the corner. But it just recently went to auction for $1.5 million.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a landscape that's changed, because they usually have to be in pristine condition.
Right. They have to be, like, perfect. And this one was not. It was a 1909 T206 Honus Wagner. And evidently, it is extremely rare, but it did have the sides trimmed off with a paper cutter and a big crease right down the middle. But $1.5 million it went for yesterday.
Time and the card market picking up is a role in it. At some point, yes, they want condition, but if it gets to the point where there's not enough of them in circulation, having one even damaged is better than not having it at all.
Right. And a great investment from what I hear. I mean, if you have, $1.5 million sitting around to spend on a baseball card, and hang on to it for 10, 15 years. And
it's better when the player is passed away.
Yeah.
Because you got these guys pulling a Brady. And then it's not a good investment at all.
Right, that's true.
Getting his money back who bought that last touchdown pass.
Yeah, that was
pass.
Generous.
Yeah, that guy ended up getting the money back.
He could have been out all that.
I'm not doing it.
I think I got some valuable cards, but I'm gonna let my daughter, when I pass, I'm gonna just
give them to your daughter.
Yeah.
Aww.
And put in my will.
That's sweet.
So she can do whatever she wants with them.
And you don't care what she might do with them?
No, she can make a couple dollars.
Right.
Come on, there's some good cards too.
I guess
1960 specials.
I remember that day you brought a bunch in. Yeah. And I think it was last August that a very highly graded copy of this card went for $6.6 million. I think we were having that conversation, and that's why you brought the cards in.
Back in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there
I got Willie. I got the Mick. I got Standing Man.
That's neat. Yeah. You just got to get somebody you trust.
Yep.
Get into those really good auctions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I mentioned this earlier. There's a potentially hazardous asteroid twice the size of the Empire State Building that's going to skim past Earth tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And they say skim past Earth.
Yeah, see, that's scientists
really.
playing loose to try to scare people.
Right. Well, they do explain themselves. At the closest point, the asteroid that's going to be traveling more than 30 times the speed of sound will come within about 2 million miles of Earth, which is roughly 8 times the average distance between Earth and the moon. So while it seems like a huge gap to us lay terms in our, it's actually, to the scientists and the NASA
close.
People, the smart people. Well, they consider it close.
Will we ever, we can't see
it. No, you won't even see it. No.
No.
Can you see it with the Hubble telescope?
Yeah,
definitely.
They'll
be able to see it.
Yeah.
They'll be able to see it.
Maybe even with a pretty decent telescope you might have at home,
really?
I would think. Yeah, I mean, if you have a nice one.
Yeah, you'd be able to see it. But yeah, that's why close is always relative.
Right, so they
if
say.
If it was close, they'd be telling people to get home or you have to try to escape. Like, close is always relevant.
So NASA flags any space object that comes with 120 million miles of Earth as a near-Earth object and any fast-moving object within 4.65 million miles as potentially hazardous. And this one has been flagged as potentially hazardous. But the size of it comes into play, too. It's twice the size of the Empire State Building.
Oh, so it would be hazardous because it would fragment? And, like, why would it be hazardous?
Because it's coming so close.
Yeah.
But close isn't that close.
But close is not that close.
That's what I'm saying. Like, could it fragment off?
I'm sure it could,
But then it would still have to go
and it would
millions of miles.
And then they burn up in our atmosphere.
Yeah, so how big of a piece is going to enter it and all that stuff?
Right, if it broke in half and started coming this way.
You science heads. Asteroid heads.
So
I love it.
So here's the thing. You know how in the movies whatever movie you want to talk in space, where it's like an asteroid belt and they're like having to do all this dodging and stuff. They say space is so large that it would be something like you'd see one over there and you see one way over there. You drive straight through. From millions of miles away, it looks like a belt. But it's like the gap. It'd be like if somebody had a bicycle and they were trying to ride between me and Mike.
Right.
We're close, but you can fit a million bikes in between the two of us. Like, you wouldn't have to do all that swerving. You just look, pick a lane, and you just drive straight. And they're not that close together because space is so big.
So the film industry takes some...
a lot of liberties to make it look like, oh, no, you're going to get hit. No, you're not. You would literally like be like Double Dutch. You'd wait. You'd see and go, oh, look. We can fit all of us through 90 of these spots because, like, it's just...
So we don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry. Yes, worry.
So why would they even, like, make it a story?
Because it was flagged as potentially hazardous because it's coming that close.
It's not going to affect us.
But you still have to watch it, though.
It's not going to affect us whatsoever. Why is it a story?
Well, you have to watch it.
You do. I mean, it is
space. It's just a space head wanting to get their info out.
Well, it's not like somebody's driving the thing.
It has no value to me at all, that story.
Oh, see.
Really?
You do not respect
space. It's got nothing. The story's got nothing.
You do not respect space.
It has nothing to do with my life.
You don't respect space.
You shouldn't be allowed to go outside at night.
That's right. You can't look at the stars.
The sun goes down, you go in the house.
You should not be allowed to look up at the stars and gaze and look at its wonder.
Watch out!
See,
it's a zillion miles away. Don't go out of your house.
You're an anti-star night.
Yes. Okay,
you're an anti-star night, and you should not be allowed to do anything star-related.
Nope.
Look out below! Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Listen to him. All right. So on Monday, I told you a story about the man who smuggled $50,000 worth of gold bars in his bum cheeks. Well, two men were caught trying to smuggle gold and cash through an airport under their wigs. So a TSA agent, I believe this was in India, looked and saw that their hair was a little... messed up. Like, it just looked odd. It looked suspicious to the TSA attendant. And so they pulled him aside. They pulled the wigs off and there's gold sitting underneath it.
What is happening with these people now?
Let me ask you this. Could you be able to walk through the detector?
I would think it would go off, right?
It would go off.
Well, that's what
gold
I mean.
Is
like,
a metal.
Like, what are they thinking?
I don't know. But they also
criminals.
They also found gold stashed in their socks as well.
In your socks?
And in their bum.
So hold on.
This time, not even in the cheeks.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I thought you were saying yesterday.
I don't understand.
Most of it was
understand. They weren't flying internationally, right?
I believe it was in India.
Right. So what I'm saying is that while treacherous, you can drive.
Yes.
Why do you need to, what I'm saying is if I got a bunch of gold, I'm not going to fly with
it. Right. That's a good point.
I'm going to use a little bit of the gold and go to like a pawn shop and get some cash.
Yeah. Go get
and
yourself a car.
I'm going to rent a car because I'm going to drive it in my car. It's a lot of gold. And then I'm just going to drive.
Yeah.
And then find the gold. Like, I'm just going to drive.
Yeah.
Why are you flying?
I don't know.
Well, with all that gold. Know,
listen, it's like a Republican congressman showing up and he's got a gun in his back thinking he can get it through.
Right.
Did that happen? Or did I make that up? All right. I'm sorry. I digress. I hear you. This is a gold story. Not a gun story.
Not a gun story.
Okay. All right.
Also, in general, not talking about any specific person. I don't know if it's kosher for you to fly with a gun. Perhaps check your bag before you get there.
Yeah, that's
anybody.
Anyone, right.
Anyone. Like, Jen, the next time you fly, just as your friend, I think it would be wise for you to not pack the gun in the bag.
Correct.
Because they'll flag it.
Oh. Yeah,
it's not legal.
Yeah, you're not going to get that.
I don't own a
gun. But you're also not going to get gold.
Good. Right.
Gold.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, I don't want to be like... If you put gold, in a cigar tube, you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, Mike,
would it be detectable?
I mean, it
depends on where it is, man. Yeah.
Well, you know where I'm suggesting.
Yes, they would ask questions.
I would. Yeah.
They would ask questions.
They would show up.
Yes, because the tube would only show. Then they would show what's in the tube. You could get through probably with the empty tube. But once you put something in the tube,
you're hiding the tube in your
And when they X-ray,
you still have to walk through.
Have to walk through, and then they're going to see.
Okay, so, I just want to know. I didn't know.
You're talking about getting. How bad do you want that Cuban cigar? You want Cuban cigar that bad? Then you know what? Swim back from Cuba.
Right.
Like, do not fly. Like, get it on.
No, listen, let me tell you something.
What are you doing?
I've smoked in many Cuban cigars in my sneakers in the bag, in my bag.
Yeah, right. they don't care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
if it's not metal, they're not even checking that hard.
Yeah, they don't care.
But if you're going to stuff gold in there and do that, they're going to still see it.
Okay, I just want to know if they can still see it.
Yes. They can see everything.
I'm not doing it. I don't care what you guys say.
Please don't.
I'm not going to do it, no matter how much you urge me.
Please don't.
All right, that's what's brewing with Jen. And that's brought to you by Dunkin'. It's always game on. Dunkin' rewards members, pick your day, score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. It's General Knowledge Wednesday, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.